flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the tie, the two-point conversion. Lamar takes the snap, rolls to the right, throws, complete, no!
He dropped it!
Mark Andrews hit him in the hands! And Mark Andrews dropped it as he fell into the end zone.
Ravens radio. Oh, the air just feels a little bit cleaner, a little crisper, nicer. Sorry, did I say that? Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Happy Monday, everybody. We're happy around here. Our teams both advanced.
My team won, except that I'm a professional and I'm not like, the air is crisper. This is a sports talk radio. It's a national sports talk radio show. We're not in Western New York calling in the, whatever they call it, the broken table or whatever the name of the radio station is there.
Listen, if they had lost, you would have gotten my tears, but today you're not. You're going to get me happy, and we will talk about all of this stuff from both the fan and the completely objective perspective. The completely objective perspective this one.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, tune in. 4 hours of complete objectivity from Maggie Gray.
Okay. Yes, let's go. Let's just get completely objective. I can do that as well. Completely objective is that Lamar Jackson did not have a good game, but Mark Andrews had a worse game. And I can nitpick the play calling because I think that the Ravens coaching staff also deserves some criticism here. When you have Derrick Henry and you have 2 two-point conversions and you decide to go to tight ends on both of them, I can go to the fact that Lamar Jackson was almost the hero in this game, leading that touchdown drive, Perloff, after the Bills get conservative and go up by 8. And then on the 2-point conversion, they go to Mark Andrews, the all-pro, and he dropped the ball. So the Bills get a little lucky, maybe. I also love the Bills' game plan, and I think this is just being totally objective. They did not let Derrick Henry run all over them, and they stepped up against one of the best and most dangerous players in the league, and I think the defense deserves a lot of credit. But Lamar Jackson can't escape criticism here. It doesn't have to be an avalanche of it. You know, Mark Andrews is going to be the goat horns, and he's going to wear it the most, but that doesn't mean Lamar gets to skate. He had a bad interception, and he had a bad fumble that definitely contributed to the loss.
Well, I think they blew this game in week 2. Like, they needed home field desperately. Why do we not talk about home field like it's everything anymore? Like, that's when I was a kid, the playoffs, all anybody talked about was you got to get home field. Now nobody cares about it, and what happens? You go out to Buffalo, and I know it was cold in Baltimore, too. The Ravens win that game in Baltimore. I mean,
they lost last year the AFC Championship game in Baltimore.
Yeah,
I think
that was the Chiefs.
They were favored in this game on the road.
They were. It was so different. You telling me that there's no way they lose this game in Baltimore. There's no way Buffalo goes down to Baltimore and wins that game. This was crappy weather. Took out Lamar. Lamar's confidence got a little shaken early. He made the kind of fumble that the losing teams made all week. All they did, the losing teams fumbled left and right. There was no urgency. They acted, the ball was just like a casual loaf of bread. That it fumbles on Lamar and that interception, although the interception wasn't that big a deal, it was early. I think that fumble was on Lamar. Like you saw, like there was just an urgency to the teams that were winning, and the Ravens did not have that until it was way too late.
855-212-4227. I'm giving out the number early and often today because we want you to be a part of this conversation. We're going to get to all of these games. We're going to preview tonight's game, the national championship as well. But I think there was like this rush, and tell me if you felt this way, that nobody can blame Lamar for any of this. And to be fair, this game was billed as the quarterbacks because obviously they're the headliners, Perloff, but it was a little bit less about the quarterbacks than I think any of us really thought it was going to be because both teams wanted to run the ball, and both teams just wanted to stop the run and possess the ball. And it was less about the wow plays that the quarterbacks were making, and it was a little bit more about everything else. But you're right. It came down to turnovers.
I think it came down. All that's true, and you're absolutely right, but I think it really came down to those two fumbles.
It did. But here's the thing. You're saying that this would have been a different outcome if the game would have been in Baltimore. We're never going to know. But this game was so uncharacteristic of the Ravens, you could have never guessed the way they were going to play this game.
And why?
Because, well, they do not turn the ball over.
No,
but that could have happened at home, too.
Yeah, but no, that the way the field was, you could see the ball was not easy to secure. It was super slick. That's why
they lost. Why did the Bills turn it over?
Because they were on top, because they're used to it, and they were on top of it. I don't know.
You're letting the letting Baltimore off the hook here. Giving the Bills the credit. You're letting Baltimore
off the hook. I'm saying the weather killed the Ravens. There's just no other.
No. The weather killed the Rams. The weather killed the Rams yesterday.
Weather killed the Ravens too. Like they basically have the most explosive offense in the NFL, and there's just no way you're gonna have the most explosive offense. They were gutted by this. They couldn't. I mean, listen, I think Lamar Jackson could have gone off on in a dry field. He would have torched that defense.
He was able to move. That was the thing. He had all day back there. He was able to move. The Bills were blitzing, but they were also selling out to stop the run. I'm not accepting that from you because the weather would have also hampered Josh Allen, right?
So no, Josh, yeah.
As a running quarterback.
Why did it hamper? You only have to go 3 feet to hand the ball off to James Cook. Like, where's the weather going to hamper you? How many times did he throw the ball?
Well, not much. That's what I'm saying. This was built.
So how did it hamper him?
Well, no, you're saying that Lamar Jackson would have, that he was hampered by the weather.
He was killed by the weather.
They're two very similar quarterbacks.
The Bills found a way to win. Josh Allen is massive, and the team is much more conservative offensively. So I think I think that basically Baltimore defense is terrible, and they need a shootout, and that weather was not going to help them.
Wait, the Baltimore defense is terrible? That is not true.
Oh, Russell Wilson picked them apart in the second half. Like the Baltimore defense, Baltimore needs to win with explosive plays on offense. That's how they're going to win a big game. That's how they would have eventually beaten Kansas City unless Kansas City controlled the game. But they need a dry field, and they need Lamar to throw those 50-yard pinpoint passes downfield, and they need consistent production. They got behind the sticks because they just were not great in this weather. You thought they were good?
This was not a weather game, Pearl.
Oh, you're crazy. You don't think this was a weather game for the Ravens?
No, because here's the thing. The Baltimore Ravens came into this game with the top rushing defense in the league. That should be able to travel. They could not. Don't tell me that the Ravens were not a good defense. They switched things up like in the middle of the year, and they really found something, and they became a great, at least rushing defense. And James Cook sliced them. And Ray Davis got to him. And Ty Johnson got to him. That was the Bills and their offensive line. You got to give more credit to them. This is not, the Ravens came in like they're the Miami Dolphins and couldn't play in sub-zero conditions. That is not the way this game went. They did complete some big passes to Rashad Bateman. I just don't understand the Ravens' game plan when they're at the goal line. Forget the 50-yard bombs. Why are you at the goal line or you're at a two-point conversion and you're not handing the ball off to Derrick Henry? Like, this doesn't make any sense to me. You went to Likely. You went to Andrews. Two-point conversions. You have the secret sauce. And in the weather, you should absolutely be going to the run game. In the third quarter, Derrick Henry found another gear, and then they just went away from it.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't think that you could have just... I've seen Derrick Henry go down around the line of scrimmage a million times. It wasn't... Game flow... Honestly, that was a game where the Ravens couldn't let the Buffalo get ahead. Like you said it.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not just the story of this game, it's every game. Mistakes early let the other team play the way they wanted to play. And that was the story of the Eagles game. That was definitely the story of the Commanders-Lions game. And it was 100%, as you predicted, Maggie, that was exactly the story of the game because Lamar was not comfortable in the first half. Baltimore is the best first half team in the league. They should have run up the game in that. They had an opportunity. They did not want to get into a snowy game late. So finally they came back at the end, but still, like, that was not the game they wanted. That was not the game that Baltimore plays.
Oh, definitely not. Listen, they set a franchise record this year, Baltimore did, for fewest amount of turnovers. And then to come into that game in Buffalo and be -3 in the turnover margin, the problem with blaming this game on the weather, we can talk about Rams-Eagles with the weather. That was ridiculous, the snow they were playing in. But to blame this one on weather, I don't think those turnovers were weather-related.
You don't think Lamar? You think Lamar makes that? He was that play where he had the turnover, the fumble, everything. He was, first of all, it was a bad snap, and then he couldn't get his footing underneath him. And Mark Andrews dropped at the end; he couldn't get his footing underneath him either. It was an ice rink.
Okay, but what about the Mark Andrews fumble? He had it secured, and they peanut punched it out. That has nothing to do with the weather.
Did you see the way he was running? Like, kind of weird. He definitely it was definitely a weather play. Like his footy was not secure. He was trying to figure out where to go. It was an idiotic play. He should have just gone down.
Go down.
Because it's an ice rink. Like, you've got to go down in a situation like that. That was the stupidest thing. It was definitely just the way they're running. Like, and even Derrick Henry, by the way, was not Derrick Henry. He was having a little trouble getting his feet underneath him. He didn't like that weather at all.
Well, him in the passing game is never going to be a sure thing. He dropped one pass that looked like maybe he couldn't get his footing. I disagree that was the weather game. I didn't think that's where you were going to go. I think that the Bills defense showed up in this game, even though the Ravens were able to move the ball at times, but the Bills defense showed up in a big way.
The Ravens were taking little baby snow steps.
So were the Bills.
But that's like that script neutralized the game. Like, you don't want the Bills offense going mano a mano with the Ravens offense. I mean, the Ravens have way more weapons.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that the Bills, listen, this was exactly the game they needed to play.
Yeah.
You're right about mistakes cost every team that lost. I just disagree that the weather played a huge role in it because I just think both teams were trying to do the same thing. And then the other part is I think that Lamar does deserve criticism, and I know Mark Andrews deserves more, and that's totally fine. And I think John Harbaugh or Todd Monken, whoever is calling the two-point conversions and putting them in the air as opposed to on the ground, they all deserve some blame. But we can look at Lamar and look at the team's 3-5 record in the playoffs. We can look at Lamar never being able to win two games in a single postseason and say he came up short in this game. If they had been home, I don't know if it's different. This was uncharacteristic of him to be turning the ball over in this way. They were so good all season. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to win MVP, but he deserves to get criticized in this game. Any quarterback would.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people are criticizing me. He lost this game. I think he's going to wear this. If he gets that MVP, oh boy, I feel bad.
Oh, he's getting it.
Is he dead?
Oh, and he's going to be there to accept it.
I'm hoping there. Somebody mentioned, I think it was Romo, said there should be a tie with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. That would be much more convenient for Lamar. He's 3 MVPs and no playoff success, really. No meaningful playoff success is going to look really bad.
Yeah, 855-212-4227. But again, like, it's a regular season award, and he was brilliant in the regular season. And part of the brilliance really was the lack of mistakes. Like, that, the irony of this, or credit, maybe it's irony, maybe just credit the Bills, whatever it is, the irony of them playing such mistake-free football and then getting to the biggest game of the year thus far and having the turnovers be the thing that really doom you is just, it's just crazy. You would not have expected it.
You know, I don't know if this Ravens team was that good.
No, because I will not accept this. You guys, we cannot let Perloff do this.
No, I mean, like,
history.
Listen, I saw that
they were favored on the road against the Bills.
Which was crazy.
Nobody thought, well, you won that bet, so good
well,
for you.
Well, nobody thought. It was a 1.5-point spread. So let's get out of here with a nobody thought. Like, this little engine that could, Buffalo.
But on
it was
the
a
road.
One, it was a 1.5-point spread.
But
so
it means
everybody
more.
Thought it was basically a pick 'em. I think the Ravens maybe got overrated. Like, their defense was fixed in part because they played nobody the second half of the season. And when they did play somebody, they usually, you know, they didn't do much. Like, I think this Ravens team, and it wasn't Lamar. Lamar is fantastic. I think the rest of the team is a little meh. And then without Flowers, and also the weather would have neutralized Flowers anyway. I'm not sure, like...
Bateman got knocked out of the game. They have eight Pro Bowlers, Perloff. I'm not buying the fact they don't have a good team. This is just you trying to rationalize that they lost or something. I don't know what this is. They were a good team.
Well, you know, I said, like, this is crazy. The Buffalo's favor, an underdog at home, that was just, that was bizarre, I thought. Like, that is way too good a team to be an underdog at home. And it's not just any home. It's Buffalo, where they were 8-0.
Yeah, perfect 10-0 for the season.
Sorry, I don't know how many games they played. Yeah. 9-0?
This made it 10-0 last night. 10-0 at home.
Okay.
The Broncos game, and then
So they hadn't lost at home, and the weather was coming in. And Baltimore, Lamar never played below 27 degrees. Like
outdoor cold weather team.
But they're definitely like not as comfortable. If they play that game in a dome with the actually manned up that Baltimore offense. Offense is fast. They need a track. But that wasn't great. That's not what they wanted.
This is kind of slightly annoying to hear, because if the Bills played in a dome, they might have two Super Bowls by now. Like, we can play this game to the end of time.
but this wasn't like you're talking like the Ravens, like you reinvented them as a fearsome foursome on defense. Get out of here. I actually saw, like, finally when the stupid Steelers opened the offense up in the second half, they picked them apart. I think the Ravens were there to get had this
year.
They
literally had the number one running defense, rush defense in the league. Like, that's it. That's the numbers. You think they lie? Maybe you think that they're all fugazi. I don't think so. The other irony of this game, which is Lamar Jackson having this super clean season where he just never turned the ball over, 4 interceptions. I mean, he was just so good for that many touchdown passes. He was so awesome in taking care of the football. Then he has the bad interception. He had the bad fumble. Those all happened in the first half. Mark Andrews has the fumble in the fourth quarter, and that was really one of the biggest turning points of the game, or keys of the game. Mark Andrews had 4 drops this year. Like, he does not have drops. He hadn't had a fumble since 2019.
Yeah, he did not like the cold one bit.
But he's been playing it his whole career.
He plays in the NFC North. Like, at a certain point, this weather stuff is getting ridiculous.
You've got to go to Cleveland. You've got to go to Pittsburgh. You've got to go to Cincinnati. They're all outdoor stadiums. I can't hear somehow the Ravens are now the LA Chargers. Like, that's not true.
It also was snowing in Baltimore yesterday, so even if this game was home, it would have been a snow game regardless.
EJ, the meteorologist. I appreciate it.
Well, I was going to ask you. I knew it was cold, but the snow had passed already, right? Or was it still going down? I know it was not good in Baltimore either.
Yeah, I mean, it was going to be a weather game regardless.
That's a game you want at home if you're the Ravens. Like, that, to me, that game, and the Bills could easily win the Super Bowl. It's nothing like that at all. Yeah. I just think that was a big deal for the Bills to be at home, and they talked about it all week long, so it's not like crazy. There was one call.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the one call.
Oh, God. You're not going to defend that garbage, no, are you?
We're doing this, Maggie.
The defensive pass, the pass interference
you're
call.
You're doing so good. Now you're going to try that.
I'm not going to defend that call. But if you think that the Bills won this game because of calls, then you're out of your mind. This is not what happened with the Texans and the Chiefs, because I can point to Deion Dawkins getting called for a hold after the Bills had a 15-yard completion that just straight up killed a drive. And that was off one of the Ravens turnovers early in the game, in the first half. So you want to look at a bad call? Fine. You know, I actually thought the hitting Lamar out of bounds, I was a little surprised that that didn't get called. But you know what? If you think that's the reason the Bills won the game, you didn't watch the game. You're looking for a reason to take the Ravens off the hook there.
That play was massive. It was a 2-point game, and that was a touchdown. So I don't think it's a reason.
It was a one-possession game in the Deion Dawkins when he gets called for what Ross Tucker and every offensive lineman who's on social media said is actually textbook teaching tape, and he got called for a hold.
What point of the game was that?
It doesn't matter. What point of the game was Lamar's interception that still mattered?
Well, that actually didn't matter, because that was a second. That was an arm punt. I didn't even care about that one way or the other. They were kind of stymied on that drive anyway. It was 2nd and 11. It just threw it 45 yards downfield for no apparent reason.
Well, I'm just saying, just because it happens in the first half doesn't mean it didn't happen.
And
it would have changed the game script, because then the Bills would have been up by 3 scores most likely. So you might even gotten more turnovers, because they would have had to force the ball even more. You want to talk about bad calls. Let's talk about the Texans and the Chiefs. That I felt like the Texans had a case there.
That was pathetic. That was one of the worst things I feel like I've seen
What's the eye in the sky for if you can't tell? Like, why do we have this review and replay review and all of that if you can't tell that before you give Patrick Mahomes another personal foul that it's actually two guys ran into each other on the same team, like the Three Stooges? Anyway, we'll get to that game. 855-212-4227. I did not think you were going to blame the weather for why the Ravens lost this game.
Really? I thought everybody was talking about the weather yesterday.
Do you consider Philadelphia to be a cold weather team? Yes, right? Of course. We saw the snow yesterday. Okay, these two cities are 100 miles apart. That's nothing.
Well, yeah, but Buffalo's got the lake. It's different.
No, I'm talking about the Eagles and the Ravens. The Ravens are a cold weather team. They're 100 miles from Philadelphia. It's the same thing.
I mean,
same weather.
The Eagles don't want to go to Buffalo either. Nobody wants to go to Western New York.
But yeah,
god awful place to be weather wise.
Fair, I know that. But this was not the Saints, a warm weather dome team coming to play in upstate New York. The Ravens are also a cold weather team. They play outside. They play in the NFC.
Yeah, but they're obviously like they're
built
they're super
to play
amazing
in the weather
on offense, and they're very flawed on defense.
Number one rush defense. I don't know. You literally can't get better.
If they won the Super Bowl, they'd have the worst pass defense in the history of the NFL to win a Super Bowl. I think they're last in the league in pass defense. Of course, they have the number one run defense. You could shred them all day long.
855-212-4227. Okay, we get it going with the big game last night. Bills victorious. They move on to face the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got Perloff's Eagles to get to in a massive win, although Jalen Hurts now with a knee. So we'll see what his injury status is. We've got the upset of the weekend to talk about. It's Jaden Daniels' world. And if you're the Lions, how? And did they blow their best opportunity at winning a Super Bowl? We've got all of that for you. 855-212-4227. What'd you see last night? Was this more about the Ravens choking the game away, or did the Bills go out and win it? 855-212-4227.
The Commanders.
All right, Maggie. It is the national title game. And you can play Prize Picks. You can pick on any sport you want, but I'm going to do two national title game picks here. Got Jeremiah Love over 44.5 yards. Trevion Henderson over 57.5 rushing yards. Prize Picks is the best place to bet to win cash while watching playoffs. You can win over $10 million. Incredible. Access to daily fantasy sports. So simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport. Pick more or less on their projection. And you can win up to 1,000 times your money. I think I gave people $10 million. That might be rich, but that's what Prize Picks is.
$100 million. I was surprised that you didn't go with like a Trevion Henderson and then, you know, put it together with like a Devin Booker more than 27.5 points. That's what I love about Prize Picks.
Yeah.
You know, you could have the national title game and you could have a regular season NBA game if you're having a good feeling about both of these. Well, why not just put them together? Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. It's available in more than 40 states, including California and Texas. We love our friends there.
Maggie, are you going to have time to actually watch a national title game and then see if Enzo Fernandez can get 60.5 passes attempt for Liverpool? Actually, I don't know what team he's on. That you're right. It is super fun, but I'm going to be a little focused tonight.
I love how Prize Picks has single-handedly introduced Perloff. Just, it's open doors, open worlds for him. It can do the same for you. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MMP. Get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code MMP on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to get the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
The Bills make me wanna
shout.
Kick your heels up and
shout.
Throw your hands up and
shout.
Throw your head back and
shout.
Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now.
You know, we should rank like all the best fight songs left.
By the way, this is an equal whatever you call it when politics show both sides. Like, you gotta fight. Just because you guys like Maggie Moore doesn't mean you're gonna play, you hate the Eagles. Doesn't mean that you can't play Fly Eagles Fly.
Listen, we play the 76ers song generally ironically, but we played that 76ers clap your hands song for like a year.
Ironically and inaccurately.
Fly Eagles Fly.
I got to admit. Bring it down. That's going to turn off some listeners. We do have an audience and ratings to worry about. Yeah, I'm like, ooh, that's super obnoxious. Sounds like mummers going down the street. Yeah.
I hate it with a passion.
Also, too, I think nobody hates the Bills. They're lovable.
Yeah.
Everybody hates the Eagles.
Yep. And your fans.
Including Jared Verse.
And Verse, and then Saquon Barkley with the all-time troll on Jared Verse as he's running in for the touchdown, briefly slows down for a second just to give that faint glimmer of hope, like, you can catch me, and then turns on the Jets again. Yeah. I was like, that is so cold.
That was Lehigh Valley on Lehigh Valley Crime, right, EJ?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was actually thinking mental note by Jared Verse, because Jared Verse is coming back there at some point very soon. He's like, watch out, Saquon. When you slow down a little bit, he's going to knock your socks off.
I can't wait for him to get 6 sacks next season against the Eagles.
They showed up, the defensive line for the Rams.
Oh, that defensive line. I was like, ooh, that's a Super Bowl defensive line. He's all 22 years old. Like, they are really good.
Not the Ravens, though.
What's that?
Not the Ravens, though.
No, not the Ravens. Perloff won't give any credit to the Ravens.
The Ravens were not a top 10 defense. They had the worst pass defense in the league. That's why their run defense was so good. They got shredded all year long.
They turned it around midseason. Let's go to the phones. 855-212-4227.
Right, because they played the Browns every week.
4227.
I don't think that's allowed in schedule.
They wish they could. John is in Wisconsin, wants to talk about the Ravens side of this. Who gets the blame, John?
Well, you know, first time caller, a huge fan. I just don't understand how you can blame a game on the weather for a team that lives in the weather that they're playing in.
It's not Buffalo. It's Baltimore. It's way different. There's like a Mason-Dixon line between Philadelphia and Washington. We always joke about this. It is much warmer down there. It's like 15 degrees warmer.
It feels like it'd be blaming the Cardinals for losing on the heat. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, the Cardinals are an indoor team. They're not going out of the... If they played outdoor in Glendale, Arizona, they'd all die.
Well, I know, but I mean, you understand, like, a Southern team, you can't... I don't understand. Listen, the people that are here for a reason in the playoffs and going to the Super Bowl, and I just think that Lamar is great, don't get me wrong, but listen, remember Tony Romo and Philip Rivers in the playoffs? Like, they had 4,000 and 5,000-yard seasons, 30-plus touchdown seasons. They were incredible. Never could make it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they don't have nearly the hardware of Lamar. I mean, Lamar's been a record-breaking, historic quarterback.
I agree, but sometimes isn't those clutch, intangible moments about things, about, like, being able to win postseason, you know? Like you can be great, that never win a Super Bowl.
Oh,
Fran
totally.
Tarkenton went to 4, and he only got 1 MVP.
Listen, John, we could be watching it this year because Mahomes might keep, you know, Josh Allen out of the Super Bowl. We could be having the same discussion, and thank you for the call, next week. And I think Allen's a great player. And here's the thing. This is why it's hard to just fully blame Lamar, but he's not blameless. Is he also orchestrated this incredible drive at the end of the game when the Bills got conservative, kicked the field goal, go up by 8, and Lamar went and sliced him and diced him, and that was a beautiful throw to Likely for the touchdown.
Yeah, I think Lamar is really going to regret the fumble, because he should have killed that play. It was off from the beginning, and it just looked casual. Like, and Mark Andrews' fumble looked casual. Like, there's an intensity. The four teams that won had this intensity. The other four teams did not have. I mean, he just, like, Mark Andrews was like, oh, okay, I'm going to make some big fancy play here. What was he thinking on the fumble? I'm not killing him for the drop. The fumble, I'm killing him for.
Well, I think he deserves for both. You can't have a ball hitch in the hands at that point, and you're a veteran in this league. Dan is in Buffalo, where I'm sure the party's still raging. What's up, Dan?
A little bit. Haven't slept all night. I want to talk about a guy who they said had too many ints, too many fumbles, not accurate. Steph Diggs made him. Who are we talking about? Talk about Josh Allen.
Yep.
And all this love for Lamar Jackson is a little ridiculous. Last year, Josh Allen had better stats. Lamar had better stats this year. But who were they predicting to win the AFC East? It wasn't Buffalo. But here we are again. The Bills on top. Put some love on Josh Allen. We're winning the Super Bowl this year. That's all.
Dan,
end of story.
With the confidence, is this the year that the Chiefs could get got? We have all week to talk about that today, just unpacking what we saw last night. I'll give Josh Allen credit, because last night, really, it's always about him, but it really wasn't about him in terms of him having to just be Superman and make all these incredible plays. But the one thing that Josh Allen, you wonder, how do you keep improving when you're in year 7? And the way you keep improving is you start taking care of the football. Josh having only 6 interceptions this year. He had 18 a season ago.
Yeah.
And, well, how and many, the fumbles.
But I would credit the whole team for that because how many pass attempts did he have compared to last year? He was down a good almost 20%.
You
and even
what?
Last night, I mean, he never dropped back because it was a weather game.
I'm sorry, someone who has to go to the holidays in Baltimore. I can't hear this.
I know.
Well, I'm saying, by the way,
this is crazy.
But even if the game was in Baltimore, it would have been a weather game too. Like, this just did not work out well for Lamar. Like, he needed a dry field where he could have his solid footing underneath him. Like, and Henry too. I'm not saying there wouldn't have been a weather game in Baltimore, but that was definitely. I'm looking at the field now. Like, you don't think this people? I don't understand. He's from Boynton Beach, Florida. You don't think he likes playing in this weather?
Nobody likes playing in the weather, but Josh. Seven Allen doesn't years care
because
the
Bills are so conservative this is good.
But to me, what you're saying then is that Lamar Jackson is not that good. Because if a little snow on the ground means that he can't perform, then he's a above average quarterback. He's not worth the MVPs. He's not worth all the praise we give him. Because if it wasn't even actually snowing that hard, it was just snow on the ground. If snow on the ground is something that's going to stop him from being able to move the ball,
like, so why did he come up small last night?
I think he turned the ball over, and because he was antsy to start the game, as he always is, and then Mark Andrews screwed him. I think it was simple. Mark Andrews had one of the worst big games you'll ever see in a playoff game, and it cost him. It's unfortunate, but it happens.
He had a big drop. He obviously fumbled the ball, and the ball got punched out, and then he dropped the 2-point conversion.
They would have scored on both plays. Like, they would have scored. They were moving the ball like crazy in the Bills in the second half. They would have scored on the play that he fumbled, and then he dropped the 2-point conversion. I mean, I don't know what you want Lamar to do.
They're not going to score on that play.
No, I mean, on that drive. They just scored before. They ran down their throats. They were moving the ball again, and then he fumbles.
So, EJ, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Are you not putting this loss on Lamar Jackson?
I'm not. Well, he had a terrible first half. Like, he put them in a hole.
Right, but because that's what you can't do against Buffalo. Don't let Buffalo get the lead because that's what they want. They want to sit on you with the run game, and that was what killed them. I think the same thing happened to the Lions, and I think the same thing happened to the Rams. Like, you cannot let these run teams get a lead on you. That's just the key. You nailed it, Maggie. It happened throughout the entire, and also the Chiefs to some extent. Like, that's the way the NFL is now. Just do not give up the lead and let the other team play with the run game.
855-212-4227. Keep these calls coming. Are you blaming Lamar Jackson for this loss? Again, I would also say the play calling on the 2-point conversions. I know Mark Andrews dropped it, and he's been an all-time awesome tight end for them, but you have Henry.
Yeah, but you also have the MVP. And he threw a dime on the second one, and the first one missed by an inch. He had a wide open guy. It just kind of got tipped by Milano.
I just felt like the coaching staff kind of let the Bills off the hook a little bit because Derrick Henry just rolled them in the third quarter on that drive, and then they just sort of went away from him.
Well, yeah, but they moved the ball at will in the second half, though.
They did. 855-212-4227. All right, Andrew Bogish is here with headlines. So much happened this weekend.
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. We are 2 wins away from a Maggie versus Perloff Super Bowl.
Whoa.
I don't think the show will survive.
What is that show bet? Loser adopts Manny? Like, what is on the line if we get Eagles-Bills?
Well, the worst-case scenario is the Eagles lose to the Commanders. Because if Maggie...
best case.
True. Yeah. But if Maggie's Bills lose to the Chiefs, you're like, oh, you just lost to the greatest quarterback of all time in the Chiefs. Like, there's no shame in that. If the Eagles blow this opportunity against the Washington Commanders...
What, are you going to turn to Beningo now?
Yeah. I don't know where that drop comes from, but it's so stuck in my head every time.
Wow, Jaden Daniels.
Look at that. You got to admit, like, this is setting up for me to fall farther than Maggie.
The Commanders.
Yeah, I don't know. The Commanders, you think they're going to show up on our third straight road game? This is easy for you guys.
Oh, good. I know what you're doing, Bogus. Don't try and jinx me.
You think Jaden Daniels would play a cold weather game in Philadelphia and survive that?
Yeah, everyone knows Washington, D.C. is basically Hawaii.
I want wind and precipitation all over that field. Are you kidding
playing
me?
A bathing suit.
If you don't think a weather game would help the Eagles against that Commanders team, then you're crazy.
I don't think you need Mother Nature. You're just better.
I think they can shred us because I've seen them do it a million times. They did it last year with Sam Howell. Like, that Washington team, a different staff, but they always move the ball against the Eagles.
By the way, is that still Sam Howell just hanging out on the Commander sideline?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody sat down next to Jayden Daniels. I'm like, that guy is handsome.
It's Sam Hartman.
No, Sam Hartman.
That's who it is. Right. Sam Howell's in Seattle, yeah. Right. Sam Howell's
is there a difference?
I had this debate.
Yes. For all the ladies with the 2028 vision, yes, there's a bit of a difference. But, you know, go on with your update.
Megan had a long debate about this.
Or let it linger.
While Sam Hartman is like a goat, Sam Howell is super handsome. In person, like he's like
who
a Casanova.
Who was sitting next to Jayden Daniels on Saturday?
That's Hartman.
I want to be
hair.
That guy.
Maggie
for a
likes
weekend.
Guys with gorgeous hair, I guess.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, Maggie.
Yeah, me too.
I'm the only woman on earth who thinks Sam Hartman is attractive.
What a curveball.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Man, it's really outside the box. The guy's an 11 out of 10, but sure.
I'm going with a young, attractive guy. We need to have a long talk about Josh Allen's hair later in the show, by the way.
Manny was all over
that
it.
That thing got long quick.
Listen, it's like a playoff beard.
But what is it? It's not quite long. It's not quite short. It's not a mullet. It's sort of...
It's just good flow. Just let it go.
It looks like he looks like a medieval English guy with his hair right now, like a page or something.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't think it fits him.
No, like it definitely does not. I agree with you.
British EJ. Beatles rock star.
He looks like a fish fan. Like during the week, he's wearing like cut up old faded sweatshirts and shorts. He looks like he's on a bender, like in an old VW van following the Grateful Dead around the country. Yeah.
Hey, man, you like my haircut? See what we just did there, man? Let's get in the van and drive to Arrowhead.
He's got any kind of mushrooms you need in his pocket.
Guy's like one of the most elite athletes walking the planet. Like,
that is not
come
an elite.
Man, get in the van.
That is not an elite athlete. Haircut. Everything about him is elite until you see his hair.
This like, is just how hair grows out in Buffalo in the winter. You need Manny, back me up. You went to college.
It's not a winter mane. He's not an animal.
Look.
No, but he's cutting it on the back and he's letting it grow on the sides.
No,
that's not how it grows out. He's definitely cutting it that way.
I don't think scissors have touched that head all season.
Look at that.
Why is
he
coming out on the side right like weird? I don't know.
It's a playoff haircut. You want to know what? Because he doesn't care. No distractions. I'm not even going to see the barber.
No.
Plus, Haley
that's
said
been going
yes.
on. That can't possibly been since the playoffs started. That's really long.
No, yeah. I said the season. Oh. I don't think he's got a haircut all year.
Definitely not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're riding this thing out with the hair. I think it's great. Never cut it again. We'll see how long it can get.
Well, next week when they lose and then Maddie's going to be like, she's going to show up in Buffalo with clippers.
Shave your head, Pump.
Easy, EJ.
Where's Josh Allen?
Take this seriously.
Listen, it's not Quinn Ewers. It's not like he's grew out a mullet and has to get serious now. Josh, the guy's on the verge of going to the Super Bowl. Like, put a little respect.
There's places in on the west side of Buffalo that he can go. Like, there are plentiful of fine barber shops over there. I frequented a couple. I don't. What is he doing?
You guys are haters.
I'm looking at all these cool haircuts that Josh Allen has, like long, short, everything's working. And this is, then I'm looking at last night. This is just weird. It's just weird.
He doesn't care. I love it. Nobody cares.
Yeah, we'll see what comes Super Bowl. He's totally going to cut that if he makes it to Super Bowl.
Definitely.
Yeah, everybody
can.
Oh, all the players
like a playoff
get Super Bowl.
Beard. He can't do it.
He should keep it for the wedding. Really show me something, Josh.
Despite the hair, the Bills had treadmills roaring yesterday when Isaiah Lively caught a 24-yard TD with 93 seconds left. But that's when Mark Andrews dropped that two-point conversion, so the Bills survived 27-25 to return to the AFC title game for the first time since 2021.
Yeah, finally!
Always wait for the last finally.
It was killing me not to get on the treadmill last night, too, but I can't because my kid's asleep and he's in the next room, and I feel like the treadmill's just too loud.
What anxiety thing did you have to deal with to cope?
A little Thai food.
I don't think that's okay.
Eating feelings, mostly, at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious, too. The anxiety level is probably pretty high on Sunday. Wait till next week because you know that game's coming out in the last 30 seconds. It could be totally wild.
Maybe
last 13. You're going to need Thai food and vodka.
Who's to say there wasn't a little vodka last night? No, there wasn't. I was folding laundry.
I always fold laundry during games, too.
Very nervous.
Yeah, well, next week, I mean, I'm sorry, it's guaranteed you are going to have a heart attack next week. You know
I'm not going to survive.
There's no way in a million years that game's not coming out in the last minute of football.
I can only hope. Last minute means they have a chance.
How much history do you need to watch these two teams play to understand?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, you don't want that. I think you would rather have a blowout either way.
This
I
is
just
not
know
good
you.
For my health.
Yeah.
That AFC title game is Sunday's second game. Eagles Commanders, the opening act, since Phillies survived the Rams.
Stafford takes the snap. Looking. Stafford throws to the right side. It's incomplete. Philadelphia's going to hold on.
That's Ian Eagle on Westwood One. The Rams had a chance to steal a win in Philly. We all would have loved it, despite Saquon Barkley running for 206 and two scores, the second of which seemed to be the dagger with 4:36 to go. It gave the Birds a 28-15 lead, but the Rams scored a touchdown, forced a quick punt, and then drove to the Eagles 22 before that Stafford incompletion. So a 28-22 final in Philly. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark said yesterday tweaks possible to next season's format. ADs and presidents apparently didn't discuss expansion at meetings in Atlanta yesterday, but they did debate the merits of giving the four conference champs first-round buys. Any change, as you know, needs unanimous approval, and according to Clark, would need to happen pretty quickly. This, of course, ahead of tonight's game between Notre Dame and Ohio State. Guys, back to you.
Bogus, thank you. Coming up, quick question. You like playoff games in the snow? Going off that Eagles-Rams game, and apparently Perloff thinks last night's Bills-Ravens game was some ridiculous weather game, like it was Tom Brady out there against the Raiders. 855-212-4227. Do you like snow games in the playoffs? We tackle that next.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Man, what a weekend. We haven't even gotten to the craziest upset of the weekend, which we will tackle.
Yep.
Down go the Detroit Lions. Jaden Daniels with one of the most impressive performances ever by a rookie in the playoffs.
Oh, by a rookie. Yeah. I was about to say, yeah, it was really, really good.
You know, pregnant pause there.
Okay.
Let's go to Leroy, who's in Arkansas. Unpacking some of these divisional round games. Leroy, you did not like what you saw in the Texans-Chiefs game, did you?
Not at all. I was disappointed as a fan. They're not my team. I don't follow the Chiefs, to be honest. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, which is not as a big different deal now. But I don't think it's right for the officials to kind of take one-sided, officiating and just rule against, the other team. Yes, home field advantage has a lot to do in the playoffs, but I don't think the NFL should be doing this. I mean, it's kind of pathetic as a fan. And, I mean, hopefully they find a way to fix it, and this doesn't affect the Buffalo game, you know, the AFC Championship. Hopefully it'll be a fair game. They don't have to worry about celebrity being on the sidelines, you know, to kind of call the game, so to call the game the way they did. So that's probably my take as a fan.
Yeah.
And the other thing, the Lions dropped the ball big time. I mean, four interceptions. I mean, come on. You're number one seed. Yes, the Redskins were, excuse me, the Commanders are playing great. So, I mean, but still, yeah, home field advantage, you play indoors, and losing the way they did, it was just, wow, that's crazy.
It was just, it's a heartbreaking loss for the Lions, but they only have themselves to blame. Leroy, thank you so much for the call. You know, the Texans-Chiefs part of this, let's tackle that first.
Yeah, can I just say, you must be thrilled about this national movement against the officials helping the Chiefs, because there's, unless somebody actually takes a bat to Patrick Mahomes, they are not going to call a single rubber. The NFL is the most reactive league of all. They see this. They know Leroy is saying, like, everybody sees it. And the way Patrick Mahomes sort of runs out of bounds and he's sort of half out of bounds and he's, like, sort of courting the call, he ain't getting anything next week. So that's a big advantage, Bills.
Listen, I think Troy Aikman was all over it. Troy was airing out the officials Saturday night. I mean, he said these are terrible calls.
Yeah.
The first, okay, there's two roughing the passer calls that I think most people are talking about here. The first one, Mahomes' chin does get hit by a helmet.
Oh, get out of here.
I thought that one, I see them call that all the time. They will give that call to Kyler Murray. That is not, to me, that was not the superstar call. The second one was beyond stupid.
Well, you mean when the two Texans defenders ran into each other?
Yes. And okay, somehow that's a personal foul.
Though
the two Texans guys bumped into each other like Mo and Larry, and yet Mahomes escaped any kind of hit, and he gets the roughing the passer call. It was stupid.
I want to see all, and by the way, Josh Allen, too, is in the same boat as Mahomes, and trust me, the Bills get it. Second most calls in the NFL. There was a play every time Josh Allen or James Cook would run the ball and they would keep pushing until the whistle blows. And then if the guy stands up and a Raven came over and hit him late, Josh Allen's like, where's the flag? I'm like, he's still standing. Like, you can, like, when you decide when the play ends, like, they, hold Josh on. Allen calls for every roughing too. And that's the other thing too. Like, he wants a roughing and Mahomes wants a roughing. Like, it's going to be an annoying throw me a flag fest.
I was going to say, wait, but please put Mahomes in this category. He also begs for calls.
Oh, yeah. No, both of them are ridiculous.
And here's the difference. Mahomes gets them. Josh doesn't
Allen gets
always. What did Josh get last night?
Time.
What, Josh the defensive Allen. Pass interference? You got one call.
No, but he gets roughing, which is crazy because he's 7 feet tall. He gets roughing too. There was a game where he got three this year. That I remember there was a big game where, like, oh, they keep calling roughing.
How about last night? At one point, he got completely crunched and they didn't call anything.
Like, where was it on the field?
This was in the red zone.
He was running the football.
But here's, and so was Matt Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but he was
also running the football.
But no, Josh was literally just
foul call.
Mahomes was at least scrambling on the edge. It's a different
phenomenon.
He's
a runner at that point.
But like, they were just hiking into Josh Allen like he was a fullback, probably.
This is just, everyone who watched that game and who watched football this weekend for the last 6 years, 7 years, knows the difference that Mahomes gets more calls. Now, to your point.
Wow, the Bills. Definitely have gotten some calls. There's just no way you can avoid that. The NFL wants them there.
Do you think they won last night because of calls?
No, definitely not. They won because it was cold. Lamar's from Florida.
Will not give credit to an actual football player. It's always either the refs or the weather.
No, they won because they earned home field advantage. Like, I know that's an old school take, but that's how, when I was a kid, like, people talked about that. You want home field, and Buffalo, like, they got that game at home. They were psyched about that, and they earned it, and they won the game. And they should have been favored at home too. That was stupid.
Yeah,
refs suck. Agreed. That guy's smart.
Yeah.
Oh, and as far as the Chiefs, man, this is going to be a week of this. Like, do you guys agree with me? Like, you're going to have to break a chair over his head, pro wrestling style, to get a call on Mahomes next week. They're not going to let anything go.
You know that. The Texans said it. You're playing two opponents out there. Yeah, you're playing the Chiefs, and you're playing the refs, and you're playing the love affair with Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark, and the NFL doesn't want this to end.
No, it's all over now. The NFL doesn't want to be embarrassed. They don't want Leroy from Arkansas calling it and calling it fixed.
I don't know if it's fixed. It's just noticeable. That's all. Okay, biggest upset of the weekend. We talk about it next.